message.
Let's talk about procrastination. Something I was going to talk about yesterday, but, well, here we are. Procrastination is not just a bad habit. It's practically a lifestyle choice at this point, and I don't want to brag, but some of us are better at it than others. It is the art of convincing ourselves that rearranging our sock drawer is more important than writing that report that is due tomorrow. But why? Why do we do it? Scientists say it's because of task aversion. We avoid things that feel hard, boring, or stressful. Meanwhile, TikTok and snack breaks, they feel like hugs from the universe. So, how do we overcome procrastination? Well, step one is admitting that you're a procrastinator. Go ahead, say it with me.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I avoid doing things like it's my full-time job. I'm a procrastinator.
Great, now that we've bonded, let's fix it. Step one, the 2-minute rule. This one is very simple. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. Answer that email, unload the dishwasher, or dare I say it, floss. You'll be amazed at how much you accomplish in those little windows of productivity. Plus, starting small tricks our brains into thinking, hey, I'm gonna roll. Next thing you know, you're tackling bigger tasks like a boss. Step two, break it down. Procrastination loves big, vague tasks. Write a novel? Too overwhelming. Organize the garage? Forget it. Instead, break tasks into bite-sized chunks. Don't write a novel, just write one sentence. Don't organize the garage, just throw away one thing that you don't need. Bonus, it's probably that box of random cables you swear you're gonna need someday. Step three, the Pomodoro technique. This is for my fellow but I need a break. Procrastinators. Work for 25 minutes, then take a 5-minute break. Rinse and repeat. Suddenly, you have tricked your brain into thinking, 25 minutes? I can do anything for 25 minutes. Even filing taxes seems manageable-ish. Step four, reward yourself. Look, you're not a robot. Motivation sometimes needs a little bribery. Finish one task, treat yourself to a snack, a quick dance break, or 5 minutes of guilt-free scrolling. Just don't let the reward turn into a Netflix marathon. You know who you are. Step five, forgive yourself. Lastly, don't beat yourself up for procrastinating. We all do it. Even super productive people aren't working 24/7. They just know when to get back on track. So forgive yourself. Laugh about that 3-hour research session on cat videos and start fresh. Because here's the thing, procrastination is not the enemy. It's just our brains trying to avoid discomfort. But every time we take even a tiny step forward, we're showing ourselves that we can do hard things, one to-do list item at a time. Now, stop listening to me and go do the thing, but come back for the next episode. Priorities, people, priorities.
And while I have you, I would be remiss if I did not take a moment to implore you to rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast with others who you think might appreciate it. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Do it now. And thank you so much.